fry it up in a pan. And never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio and the Mompreneur Model Show. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week just breaking those myths that mompreneurs dabble in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. You know, we're smart, savvy women that are finding that balance and building those bridges between, you know, raising our family and creating our businesses. And I love getting to share the amazing women that I have met on this journey that I have been on through social media and everything else. And today we are wrapping up. You know, we did a series of shows leading up to the eThink Tank for Moms 360 conference in New Jersey. And today is a wrap-up show and a rebranding. So I'm going to bring in Lynette Barbieri, who is one of the founders, and just get things kicked off because we have a lot of people sharing with us today, and I just want to get down to it. So hi, Lynette. Welcome back.
Hi, Dori. How's everybody doing? Good morning on this gloomy day, but I know we all have sun in our office, right? We're really excited to be here with you today and to share. We still have a lot of buzz going on since the conference, and we already put together the date for next year's conference, so we kind of are, you know, riding the buzz and all our great testimonials and all the great feedback and all the awesome people that we met. So, you know, we're still riding high on that event, and I think that for the most part, there's challenges in anything that you put together, and they're always small in comparison to the results. And from everybody I've spoken to so far, I think that the results have been phenomenal. So that's why I'm excited to do this call, so we could hear from some of our speakers and get their take on things also, and then let everybody know what's going on.
Absolutely. So, you know, I know that you guys have rebranded. So before we bring them in, I kind of want to talk about what was the impetus behind your rebranding.
Well, the thing with our brand was when I started the group a little over 3 years ago, I was in my office, and I had networking groups throughout the years and went to networking things throughout the years, and I had took a hiatus, and I was in the office one day, and I heard about something called Meetup, and I said, you know, I'm going to post something and have people come in to my office on Friday and see how it goes and reconnect. What I want to do right now is give back to women, and because I had longevity in business, I wanted to be able to meet some women that needed some coaching and some mentoring. So I'm in Freehold. I'm a mom. I wanted to call it a think tank, and that's how it came about. But when Vanessa and I got together and shared the vision to do the same thing, we kept the name for a while. But what people were telling us along the way was they thought it was a play group, or they thought it was just for moms, and we'd always have to answer the question and say, no, it's for all women. And I'd get a lot of emails, oh, thanks for inviting me, but I can't come. I've never had children. I'm like, no, it's for all women. So we always wanted to rebrand, and we just thought this was the perfect timing after the conference to, you know, to let everybody know we're still ETTM, but we're ETT women because we're moms, but we are for all women entrepreneurs.
All right. Well, you know what? As things evolve and grow, you know, that's what business is all about. And,
exactly.
You know, growing with it instead of just staying status quo. So good for you. And, you know, we have a lot, like I said, we have a lot of people that are coming back to share with us today. I want to bring in Lisa Lieberman-Wang, and I wanted Lynette to give you the opportunity to introduce Lisa to our listeners and to share why you reached out to her, she reached out to you, and how she came to be one of the fabulous presenters at the conference.
Sure. Lisa and I connected through social media, LinkedIn and Facebook, And then Lisa had introduced me to and invited me to an event that she was doing on September 27th. And it sounded awesome, but I had my own event up in North Jersey on the same day. That was planned for a long time, and I couldn't get out of it. And we spoke on the phone, and we clicked and connected, and we said we were going to stay in touch and talk about up-and-coming events. And I'd post hers, and she'd post mine. And, you know, I knew we were going to get together at some point. And then we had put together, you know, the conference was all together, and one of our keynote speakers had a medical emergency. And Vanessa and I had to make an executive decision and say, okay, we can't wait to see if this gets better. We need to find a replacement. And Lisa was the first person that came to mind because of the way she handled herself on the phone, because of what I read about her, because of the vibe that we got. And funny story, when I sent her the message, she actually sent me a message back. She was landing, and I want to say from Chicago, that day, and she was going to give me a call in a little bit. So we were at Kathleen's tea party, and I was outside on the porch. Lisa called, and Lisa had a big event the same time as our conference, and they were going to fly her to California. They were paying her. She was getting honored for something, and there were going to be a lot more people there than our conference. And Lisa said, let me see what I could do. And I said, listen, don't cancel for us. No hard feelings. I would feel awful. And she called me back probably within 15 minutes, and she said, I'm all in. I'm coming to the conference. And then you got to meet her and know that, obviously, that worked out in our favor. And now we're building an awesome relationship.
That's so cool. So, Lisa, hi. Are you there?
I am here, Dory and Lynette. Yes.
Welcome.
I hear you. I'm sorry you went out for a second.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. And, you know, the story even has Lynette shared it. One of my missions is to touch more lives than Oprah, and it's by helping women to help themselves so they can make the difference to help others. So when Lynette and Vanessa had called me, part of my decision came from, you know, what is really the most important thing to me? And right now the most important thing to me is creating change and helping women. So although the other event would have been awesome for me personally, it wasn't staying within the mission of what I believe is my authentic self and what I need to follow as my passion. So it wasn't a difficult decision as much as it was a logistics decision in having to cancel air flights and hotels and tell the people that I wasn't coming.
Wow.
Which was a big deal in my book.
It was a big deal for me, too, but, I mean, not in my sense of where what's important to me. I know in my core it's still about helping women. So,
Exactly. So I reached out to Lisa today. You asked me, Dory, to say why I reached out to Lisa to get on the phone today and pick the people that we did. And we just really wanted to get a feel from our speakers exactly what their take was on the conference. So, you know, we wanted to get a chance to get to all the keynotes in the end and just really see what was their take on it and what's their feeling about it.
Well, for me,
there you go, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm ready. For me personally, I was very intrigued with the whole experience. I've spoken all over the world. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've had the pleasure of being in a lot of different conferences and environments. But I think what was unique about this whole model, which I liked, was not only did you have the keynote speakers there, but the workshops that we had as well. I don't think I remember an environment where I had this much time and opportunity to connect with so many fabulous women, learn more about what their needs were, and help them be directed to get more of what they're looking for. I think in a lot of areas, we go to an event, we take a lot of notes, but the practical implementation to be able to create the change doesn't happen. And the fact that this was designed not only to give awesome content, but also to help the women specifically in their needs and give them options to be able to network with other women that can give them the support they need or the tools or the resources or direction was an awesome model to be able to do that. And I think I've connected with more people in that 1 week than I have at any other networking event because of the way it was set up. So I thought it was amazing.
I love that you said that because our first conference, the people loved our speakers, and we put together a really good agenda, and we were really happy, obviously, with the speakers and what they got out of it. But what the one big takeaway we got at that conference was they really wish they had more time to connect with the speakers, is why the whole workshop thing came about, because that was the biggest, not a negative, but the biggest thing that they wish they had more time with. And I think that was the one big takeaway that I've gotten from most attendees so far, was they were really happy to get to know the speakers one-on-one and participate in their workshops. And they're asking for longer time, Lisa. They want longer next year.
And I agree, the time went so quickly, and I think one of the things that happens with a lot of women, especially when they're evolving and trying to start businesses, and you know, I have met several businesses, and they're multi-million-dollar businesses. I'm very fortunate about it, and we get a lot of skill sets, but the things that we're missing most of the time is the psychological skill sets, the implementation of breaking through the barriers that are weighing us down, and identifying them in a manner that you can make the change at that point. And change can happen very quickly, and in those environments, though, there are more aha moments when you're listening to somebody else's situation and you say, oh, me too, and you can relate to it and get to a point faster where you might not have even seen the opportunity to create change in the past. So the workshops were priceless, and I do agree a little bit longer would have been even better.
Yep, so we're going to definitely take that into consideration next year and definitely handle that in the agenda, because, you know, at the end of the day, a conference is successful based on what the people got out of it and what they're able to bring home and implement. And if you don't give them that tool, the conference isn't successful. And for the speakers, the conference is successful for how many people that you helped and you can connect with afterwards as well. So if that's what the women want, that's what we're going to give them.
Wonderful.
I love hearing that. I really do. And I want to bring in Kathleen, because she's been waiting here with us, because she was a sponsor and a present and did one of the workshops. So I took Lisa's workshop. I took a few of the different workshops and wanted to kind of get Kathleen's take on things as I'm sipping on the tea that I bought from her.
You know, I want you to know about Kathleen is a longtime member, and Kathleen is an absolutely phenomenal supporter of everything that ETT Women does, and she has evolved so much in the last couple of years, and she has done her homework from the beginning to still through the process of her business, and we're so proud of her. And she took a huge step becoming one of our large sponsors and also putting herself on that panel with all those women that are professional speakers who have been speakers for a really long time. I know I would have been nervous, and she got up there like a champ and took it and owned it, and we're so proud of you, Kathleen.
Thank you, Lynette. Hi, Dory. Hi, Lisa. I think I was probably more shocked at you. When I was up there, I'm like, what am I doing up here? I don't think I had time to really think about it. I didn't have time to think about it. I would have been like, what am I doing up here? That's what was so lovely about the ladies at the conference, that they were all approachable. You know, there was no I'm this big speaker type of thing. They were all approachable and really real people and very authentic. And I think that, for me, that is what I am on a journey to be for myself, is be my true authentic self. And I think doing this business is allowing me to do that. My journey began about a year ago December, when I started deciding I needed a change in my path. And I was a physical therapist, and I decided in January to retire because I needed a change. And so I embarked on another health and wellness path, and that's where Teascapes was born. So this whole journey, and it really was, if it wasn't really for ETTM at the time, I probably wouldn't be doing as much so quickly. The group really supported me, is continuing to support me, and giving me many, many, many different opportunities to get myself out there and get my name out there and just, you know, to really get out of my comfort zone. Doing the workshop was an example of getting out of my comfort zone. You know, I love to talk. I think everybody who knows me knows that. But really getting out of my comfort zone and putting myself out there, it was a challenge for me, but it was also a very, very good challenge. It allowed me to be able to do other things.
You really did a great job. Nobody knew that you were nervous. I think you did a great job. What would you say, Kathleen, was the biggest takeaway that you got from the whole conference itself?
The whole conference itself, I mean, for me, it was nice listening to each of the women up there speaking and telling their story and knowing that we're all pretty much the same. We all have obstacles, whatever those might be, whether it's fear, whether it's sadness in your life, whether it's a lack of self-confidence, whatever it might be, we have something. And what I really liked listening to all these women is the fact that it's overcoming those obstacles to be your authentic self. You know, what do you need to do to do that? What do you need to do to be on the path that you're supposed to be on in this life? For me, my path changed, and it was hard for me to do that, but I knew I needed to do that. And for me to be able to live my brand, enjoy the moment, you know, this is a continuing journey for me to be able to do that. And so for me, it's just really being able to overcome the obstacles.
Do you feel that, and we didn't script this out, we have not spoken beforehand about the conference because we want to get, you know, like you said, we want it to be authentic. We want the real takeaway. And I feel that every speaker that was up there, whether Vanessa knew somebody and I didn't meet them before or vice versa, I believe that every speaker up there was their authentic self and they were real, like you said, and I got that great vibe. So do you think that the speakers and each topic was a right blend for you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, because they really fed off of each other. I mean, the 2 days, it was wonderful because it was seamless. And so it, you know, there was overlap, and I guess there was a nice, you know, each one was a nice segue to the next speaker.
That's cool. So you're gonna do next year, right, Kathleen?
Oh, I don't know. I have to think about it. I'll check my schedule. Oh, absolutely. Now, one thing is being a vendor, you know, if anything, I would say I would like to have more time for the vendors. You know, because I kind of had a dual purpose there. I was did a workshop and I was a vendor. So the only thing I would do, and again, it's hard to do that. I think the 2 days was great because the 2 days really gave you enough time that if someone couldn't come to you at one point, they could the next day or something like that. So so that probably and I love, again, you guys did a nice job adjusting the time for the workshops, which is great. I'm like, wait a minute, I just got started. And it was like, and that's what it felt like, because at least it was right. It just went very fast, and you're like, what's going on? And, you know, so yeah, having a solid hour or something like that would be terrific for the workshops.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Dori, Vanessa just got on. She was having difficulty with the line, so I just wanted to give Vanessa a chance to say hi and give us her take on things.
Okay, I'm bringing her in. And just so you know, we have, I think, Jennifer Longmore, are you there? Also, and Carol, are you guys on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, I'm just letting you know that, Lynette, because I keep getting bounced out because of the rain here. So
okay,
I wanted to bring everybody on, just in case. So if you don't hear from me, it just is a testament to the fact that my show can host itself. It's a big girl show now.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Awesome. How are you?
Hi. I'm hanging in there. It's all good. You might hear a child in the background here and there, but the reality is that my children have no school the next 2 days, and I couldn't get a babysitter for 2 days.
It's what it is.
Well, I'm just going to let you know that you are here on Word of Mom Radio, so kids' cameos are never frowned upon.
Yeah.
So don't worry.
Oh, no, I'm just putting it out there to give myself permission to everyone. Like, it's okay. It's going to be okay. Yeah.
No, Vanessa, you want me to call on somebody else and then get back to you, or do you want to...
I was hearing Kathleen speak, and I was just very... it was very, very gratifying to hear what she had to say. I totally agree about 100% just having more time next time and just being able to really, the funny thing is I'm trying to get away from him and he just keeps following me around. This is awesome. And this is awesome. And he screams louder the farther away I get. So the reality is that the conference was like every year. I mean, it was better, obviously, this year than last, just because we had the innovation of the 2 days, and we felt that connections were able to go deeper. Like Kathleen said, you know, if someone didn't get a chance to connect on the first day, they could on the following day. And yeah, more time for bending, I believe, is definitely something that, you know, we wrote it down as positive feedback, and we are going to be implementing that for next year's. You know, next year's event is really going to, because we tweaked, right? We did it the first year, it was phenomenal. The second year, we incorporated new elements, which were the workshops, which we didn't have last year, the 2 day. And then, you know, you just tweak and make better, right? So that's our hope, that next year we've basically perfected the whole ETTW 360 concept and can only bring an even more powerful event.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think that the feeling and the vibe from everybody was unbelievable. And, you know, I know that each time we do something that we put our heads together to, it comes out better and better every time. So I'm really, really excited about that. Dori wanted me to introduce everyone on the call and tell a little bit about why we reached out to them. But I was wondering if you can introduce Jennifer Longmore, since you connected with Jennifer. You met her first and you contacted her, and you could, you know, introduce us to Jennifer and tell everybody a little bit about her.
Well, Vanessa, wait a second. Just before you do that, we need to just take a quick station break. For those of you just tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio, and we are talking with the Think Tank for Women founders and speakers and sponsors. And I just want to say thank you to one of our show sponsors today, Dr. Christina Hibbert, author of This Is How We Grow. And what happens when a clinical psychologist and expert on women's mental health, postpartum depression, grief, and parenting finds her world turned upside down? After her sister and brother-in-law die, Dr. Christina Hibbert inherits her 2 nephews, delivers her 4th baby, and goes from 3 to 6 kids practically overnight. This Is How We Grow invites readers into Dr. Hibbert's upside-down world as she fights to find a little right side up. It's a deeply personal, true story blended with psychological insights, and This Is How We Grow offers an intimate glimpse into the doctor becoming the patient as she struggles to put her theories and expertise to the test in an effort to grow a new family and grow herself. And This Is How We Grow demonstrates how hard life can be, and yet it also illustrates how we choose to grow, we can and will overcome, become, and eventually flourish. I can't recommend this book more highly. It's absolutely a fabulous story and an amazing journey. And we just wanted to say thank you to her as one of our show sponsors today. We're back here live on Word of Mom Radio. And Vanessa, please introduce Jennifer and share how you connected and what brought her to the conference.
Her awesome thoughts, and that was what brought her to the conference. But Jennifer and I go back several years, and just like Lynette and I always say, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, when I met Jennifer virtually, and we just kind of kept tabs on each other, and then we finally met at a conference last year where I had, you know, Lynette and I both had the opportunity to actually hear her speak. And I have, like, I resonate with people who hold nothing back and who just tell the truth and have are just non-apologetic about telling people what they need to hear. And you know, I think that as people in general, it's difficult to hear the truth. But as women, from another woman, sometimes you know, oh, that person doesn't like me, or we get caught up in that cycle, right? And Jennifer is just very, with a lot of love, tells you what you need to hear. And I think that at the conference, you know, she did that so gracefully that I know that people were, when they heard her speak, you know, they came up afterwards and said, oh, my God, how phenomenal just her words were, and just that they created shifts for them that day, you know, to just think about things differently. And I'm a huge fan of the people who can do that for others, because we all need that in our lives. So, and Jennifer honestly talks about a topic that I think is very sensitive for everyone, which is money, you know, and if we're deserving, not deserving, should we spend it on ourselves, or should we, like, the whole spending versus investing conversation that we have in our minds. And, you know, she's a very successful woman in her own right, in her business, and just is on a mission to help empower other women become as successful, if not even more, you know, in their own businesses and in their lives. So, and she all does it from a place of spirituality, which how much better than that can it get? So I'm just happy that she was able to come and just grace us with her energy there that weekend. It was amazing.
Jennifer, are you there?
Everybody's
Uh-oh.
Live on the call, so I am guessing that something is happening on her end, because, you know, technology is awesome when it works.
And I was speaking with Jennifer the other day, and I'll let you know that she loved the event until she joins us, but she loved it, and we were just recapping of the experience we had and the connections that we had made during it. And I know that she had gotten a lot of feedback even after the event from the women that were there because of the topic of financial. Like, a lot of women, that whole idea of being independent and being responsible for our money and being capable, and the stories we have behind it, was something that a lot of people don't want to look at, and
mm-hmm.
and we need to. So just put that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, I think that it's awesome that the speakers also got a chance to know each other and then hooked up after, which I didn't know you did, which I think that's great, because it's all about connections and building relationships. And I think that a lot of the people, our members and people out there listening today, take a look at the website and at Dori's page and at ETT Women website. And these speakers that were there gave excellent information, and they have their contact information out there. And you could get in touch with each one of them on your own and learn more about them, because every single one of them was worth it.
I absolutely agree. We have Carol Moderati. Roddy here? Carol, are you
Mortarati?
Mortarati.
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
You know,
that's
I
okay.
should say sister friend. Sorry. It's a lot easier. So, you know, I just wanted, I would love to hear what you have to share while we're trying to figure out where Jennifer is.
Well, I agree with a lot of, you know, what Lisa said. I think that it was such an honor to be there and really find out more about all these amazing moms and women that are working so hard to, you know, start or build businesses. The conference was amazing, and I really liked the workshops and thought that maybe they could be a little bit longer, because there was just so much to learn, and a lot of the workshops were on topics of what a lot of the women there needed to help build their business. So I don't know, maybe make the day a little bit longer or create some after events in the evening that people can kind of brainstorm and continue on their conversations and their learning.
Yeah, and maybe some speakers will do a follow-up consultation, which I know some have done, or a follow-up, maybe even a webinar. I know, Carol, your information was a lot. Social media is a lot. And, you know, I read your stuff, and you put a lot of time and effort into it. And that's not stuff that you could learn in one sitting. You could learn a piece here and there, but you can't learn it in one sitting. So,
right.
You know, people need to take what they got from you at the conference, but then reach out to you on something like that so they could tell you what they need and you could help them a little bit more. So maybe some webinars we could set up would be a great idea.
Yeah, Twitter was really big. A lot of people had questions about Twitter, so I'd be happy to do a Twitter webinar. Kind of a tongue twister, a Twitter webinar.
Twitter webinar, yes. I could probably have you do a webinar on a whole host of topics, but then...
absolutely anything to help your
Great. So Vanessa and I will reach out to you tomorrow. Maybe we'll chat about it and see what we could do.
Okay. What was your biggest takeaway from hosting an event? I'm just curious.
Wow, my biggest takeaway was the feeling in the room. Like, I just could feel, you know when you just get goosebumps because you just get a feeling? I just had that feeling that there were so many breakthroughs happening that I saw from the front of the room, people that I knew, and I never saw them like that, and then people that I didn't know, the expressions on their faces, you know, everybody learning how to work together, and then the camaraderie of the speakers and how each speaker really cared about having our back the whole time, which doesn't happen a lot because I've been to many conferences and to many seminars and workshops over the last 20 years, and the way everybody really was authentic and had each other's back was one of my biggest takeaways, and the second was the feeling and the vibe I got from everybody. It was really emotional for me.
Yeah, it was a lot of emotion going on in the room. I agree, because there was so much sincerity and genuine information being shared. You know, it wasn't like a sales event or, you know, anything that people were just self-promoting. People were there, like, sincerely to help one another, and you could feel that energy in the room.
I agree. Vanessa, are you there?
I had her on hold, mute, just because of the background.
I know,
so yes,
the kids.
Yes, back
I
live.
Want to give her the chance to
no,
say her takeaway.
I've been talking to myself all this time, but it's okay. I'm really happy that you know that Carol asked this question, just because I don't think Lynette and I have ever been asked that, you know, after the fact.
No.
You know, I'm putting it on, and I think that it's really important for everyone to just to share, you know, why we do what we do, and that's exactly it. It's I'm very into, and I think that if you gotten to know a little bit more about me and Lynette and how we work together. I try to push, and we try to push for these experiences to really get down and dirty. You know, these are things, and sometimes they're topics like money and even self-confidence and just things that we have that are hidden and trapped inside you. And I think that our ability to create a safe environment for women to really just show up as who they are and do the work that they need to do and know that they're not alone in that process, in that journey, because I think that, you know, that feeling that Lynette described, I think that everyone felt that. And I think that everyone said that it was a safe place for everyone to just be, you know, and pay attention to the things that they needed to pay attention in order to evolve and to grow. So that to me is always the biggest takeaway, when you see that, you know, there was no silver line. There was no separation between the speakers and the attendees. Like, everybody was there. Everybody brought it. Everybody was there to really take in all the information and do the best that they could. Right then and there, and apply it to their lives or their business and just make it better, you know? So that, to me, was really remarkable.
Yeah, I agree. And I do appreciate that you asked that, Carol, because nobody has ever asked that, like she said. And that really made me, as Vanessa's talking and as I was answering, it really made me think about a couple of things while everybody was speaking. And I think that's good, because I think we all have to really write down and disconnect and know exactly what we got out of it. How did we feel? How do we reproduce that feeling? How do we make that feeling better next time, you know? So I think that was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to say all right, I'm not sure if this is Jennifer or maybe it's Britt from the 951 area code.
No, that's Candace.
Candace?
It's Candace. I'm listening. Hi, how are you?
Are you wanting to ask a question or are you just listening in?
I'm listening in.
Oh, okay, because you had hit the question mark. So I
didn't
know if you wanted to ask us anything. No, that's okay.
I'm excited. I've been listening, and it sounds like such a wonderful group of women, and I'm looking forward to meeting you guys.
Awesome.
Well,
Candace actually, Candace and I met on Twitter, and I sent the messages out. Obviously, you've been tweeting it all morning. So Candace is in California, but she got on the right time here, and I was going to talk with Vanessa tomorrow with Candace about our next seminar and workshop. And so, you know, the buzz has created a lot of awesome people that we have gotten in contact with since the conference started. And I'm really excited about that because, you know, these people contact you, you really don't know who they are. And you know, you contact people just for kind of some like-minded or something that attracts you, and then you get to meet that person, like what happened with Lisa,
right.
What happened with Carol, and then Candace calling, and
awesome.
You don't realize
awesome.
How huge it could be and how awesome it turns out to be. And I'm glad that you hit the button on Candace by accident because it's so awesome that she's listening.
Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah,
you
it
as
is.
Well.
Of course, it's warmer on the east on the west coast now. I know you guys have probably about 40 degrees, and it's about 85 here.
Rub it in.
You know, I'm such a fan of the seasons. I'm looking out my window to all these gorgeous colors, and you know, I know it's raining, but I wouldn't complain if I were a tree. So that's how I have to look at it. I'm sure they're happy. So, you know,
exactly. Same way, Dory.
Although my daughter's in California,
way.
So I'm sure she's enjoying the lovely sunshine. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it has its moment.
I don't think we're going to get to hear from Jennifer at this point, but I think that's okay. That's cool. We'll talk to her next time. I don't believe Britt is coming on. I think who we have on is it for today. So, I would like to, Dory, unless you have anything else you want to specifically ask, I just wanted to maybe talk about a couple of things up and coming and see if the speakers, anybody on the call has something, you know, that they want to add that has not been talked about yet.
Sure. You know what? Let's just do our last sponsor break, and then I will, you know, leave the you know, rest up to you to share what's going on. So,
awesome.
For those of you tuning in, you're here on Word of Mom Radio, and we are talking to everybody from the eThink Tank for Women and the conference that has gone on and what is going to be, we're going to be sharing what's coming up. And I just want to say thank you to our other sponsor today, Sane Spaces. And Sina Block is the host of Managing Mompreneur Mayhem here and also one of our sponsors.
Sina Block's mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do two things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, Sina Block founded SaneSpaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. Sina Block is paving the way for thousands of mom entrepreneurs who want to replace their salary with a business that allows them to spend the best years raising their children. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, SaneSpaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success.
Awesome. Jennifer, one more time. Is Jennifer Longmore on the call?
Nope. Okay. Ladies, everybody there?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So
yes.
We have been not together as much as we usually are since the conference because I went away and we had, you know, so much stuff to kind of catch up on from the whole whirlwind of everything that was happening. But, you know, through social media and speaking on the phone and writing down our agenda for us to get together, Vanessa and I, tomorrow to, you know, put a lot of our plans in place. We did plan our conference, our Power of Connections 2015 for November 13th and 14th, a two-day event again. And the place will be announced. We're working on some things that is a little easily more accessible from New York City and some public transportation and from all different areas of New Jersey. So we're working on that, and that'll be announced as it goes. But I think the most important thing is that we have the dates. We also have speaker applications, so we could start choosing our keynote speakers. We're going to work on workshops after that as well. We are getting a lot of messages from sponsors who couldn't jump in to sponsor the last conference because of the timing of when we met. It was short notice and different things, but they wanted to know when we were going to plan our other one. I've already sent a bunch of messages out to those sponsors who have been answering me. So if anybody is interested in sponsoring and promoting their products and, you know, joining forces with ETTM Women, they can get in touch with us to do so. We're going to expand in New York at some point. We're talking back and forth about when we're going to go do our open house meeting. We just have to, you know, do some preliminary work on that as well. And we have so many great people that are lined up to come and do our Tuesday night meetings and our Friday meetings. Our members get a chance to present themselves and talk about what they do in their business and grow and practice on one another and, you know, just a lot of stuff going on. We have classes, so we encourage you to take a look at our website. We have virtual membership also, so I hope that everybody from Word of Mom Radio will look us up and say, wow, you know, I could participate in this, and I live in Boston, Chicago, Connecticut, because together we definitely achieve more, and it is all about the power of connections. So, Vanessa, if you want to give out some information, add anything, then we'll give the speakers a chance to just give their information real quick.
Am I on? Can you hear
You're
me?
On.
You are.
Oh,
okay.
No, so basically we, you know, as we've been talking from the beginning of the show, you know, we are now the ETT Women. If you go to our website, ettwomen.com, you'll find it's updated on a daily basis, all the information regarding our meetings and groups. It's just, it's very exciting to be in a place where you can scale and grow, which we are. I think that people, the women, you know, who belong to the community need to understand that it's not just about connecting in person, but we also have virtual memberships. We know that distance is an issue for some people, and we've tried to resolve that with a virtual membership, and you can join our meetings, our workshops, even our conference next year. Our hope is that we are able to get that set up so that people can tune in virtually as well. But the idea is to continue the camaraderie and to continue to build the relationships. And, you know, we have access to tremendous people, you know, in our community. And the more that we continue to engage with each other is the more that we, you know, our relationships can continue to grow. And so will our businesses. So we encourage you to go online and see. We have three different tiers of membership. We have an $85 a month membership, which includes everything, both in-person, virtual, and also one-on-one coaching with Lynette and myself on a monthly basis. We have a $45 a month membership, which is our in-person, and gives you access to our meetings and workshops as well. And our virtual membership is only $25, and you get so much out of the connections and the relationships that are built through there. You know, we have exclusive opportunities that we just hold for group members, You know, we can let them speak for themselves as of the benefits that they've received over the years for belonging to ETT Women. So we can only hope that our community continues to grow as it has.
Absolutely. So I know that she keeps having to lock herself up, but it's nice and quiet there. Did you lock them in a closet?
I locked them upstairs. They're upstairs with a show on.
I feel guilty calling your name, but obviously, you know, it's our group, and I want you to talk. But I feel
bad because
I know what you're going. I could visualize you running around the house and hiding behind the bathroom door because I know it.
It's just, I'm actually surprised that I threatened them with hand gestures, so I think they got the idea.
Yes, we're very good at hand gestures. I had many hand gestures when I tried to work from home when my kids are small, and I got to tell you, whenever we're doing something together, I told Vanessa, everybody goes, oh, my kids aren't small no more. It happens so fast, I miss them. As soon as we're working together and this stuff happens, I am over it. I'm completely over it.
Yeah.
It's hard work.
But I
would love to hear from you guys, Carol, how could everybody get in touch with you? You know, any closing thoughts and Lisa and Kathleen?
All right, I'll start off. They can go to my website. I have all my social media links on there. It's Carol, CarolMorTarOtti.com. And I love the idea of the virtual, space, because not everybody can attend, even though they'd love to attend. And I think you'll be able to help and reach more awesome women.
Absolutely. We've been promoting it, but just kind of between us on our Facebook and things like that. So we want to really get that word out now, you know, with the help of all you guys and Word of Mom, because I think we're stronger together. And even if people are participating virtually, you know, you could make relationships and build businesses through those relationships with all those people. So that's going to be a big plus for 2015, definitely.
Great.
Kathleen, how could they get in touch with you besides being on our website? Any closing thoughts?
Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm here. Sorry about that.
There she goes.
I muted myself. Sorry.
Yep.
Because I was doing some things around here, so I didn't want to interfere with that. I think it's I really do love how you guys are rebranding. I think it does embody all of the women who are participating in the group, and you know, so not everybody's a mom, so I think it's fantastic in that respect. And do look forward to the next year's conference. I think it's going to be fantastic. You and Vanessa do a wonderful job, and you did a great job at my first conference was last year, and this is my second one with the group. And you guys, you know, keep evolving, and I think it's just fantastic. People can get a hold of me. I do have a website, www.teaandtimeforyou.com. I'm also on Facebook. I'm Kathleen Ettinger. I also have Teascapes and Twitter, Teascapes. I will also be, anyone who's in the Philadelphia or Southern New Jersey region, I'm also going to be a vendor at the Coffee and Tea Festival in Philly. So, again, without this group encouraging me to step out of my comfort zone, this is a huge, huge event. It draws about 2,000 to 3,000 people, so it's going to be a wonderful experience. And I'm partnering up with Two Chicks with Chocolate out of Metuchen, and we're doing a tea and chocolate pairing workshop on Sunday. So anyone who's there, come on over. You can see what's going on with the Coffee and Tea Festival.
Awesome. And your gluten-free hors d'oeuvres and tasty treats were excellent, by the way.
Yes, and they're all gluten-free, too. Anytime I do tea parties, it's all gluten-free. So
yeah, it's delicious. We're definitely going to have Kathleen host our Mother's Day celebration, and that'll be everywhere on the calendar. We plan our dates out a year in advance.
Women's Day,
that's right. We never call it Mother's Day, even when it was ETT Moms. We always called it a Women's Day celebration
because
it's all about celebrating women.
That's right.
Alisa.
Yes.
Any last words?
I'd love to.
You know, one of the things I really enjoy about all the connections that have been created through the ETTW Association of Women has been the fact of the support of everything everybody's doing and the continued encouragement. I wanted to share with everybody, there's an event that we're going to be having right out near the area of South Jersey for those people on November 13th, and it's Overcoming Self-Sabotage to Improve Your Self-Esteem. It's a workshop. And it's going to be a lot of fun, very interactive, totally not a seminar of listening, but doing. And if you know anybody looking to find some strategies so they can understand their limiting beliefs, and we'll also be talking about the five love keys to eat for life to feel better about yourself immediately, please join us. You can get the information by following me on Facebook at Lisa Lieberman Wang, the nice Jewish Chinese woman you'll find there. And you could also visit the if I said Wang, you'd look for an Asian woman, it wouldn't be me, so we have to make sure it's clear. And also, you can follow, you can on LinkedIn or anything else, Lisa Lieberman Wang. But the one thing I do want to say is check out the website FindToFab, FINETOFAB. And I just want you to know FindToFab is more than what you hear. It's something that I used to be fine. And I used to, people used to say, how are you doing? How are you doing, Lisa? I said, fine. And one day they were like, how are you doing? I said, fine. I'm effed up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. I'm fine. Leave me alone. So I really love encouraging women to go from fine to feeling fab, and that's fabulous, awesome, beautiful, and living in your authentic self, and that's happy, healthy, and free. So if you'd like to join me in the future or follow me on social media, I'd be happy to make you part of our tribe to help even more women feel better about themselves.
Awesome.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. Lisa and I were talking one day, and she was giving me some advice on some things, and she was nice enough to send me a webinar of what she's talking about. And I love to learn from other people and then bring it back to my own training for my financial reps, which I've done many times when we have a speaker come in throughout the years. I use information and I bring it back here because it only makes sense. And I used her webinar, and I made them go home and do the exercise, and I only had an hour, and I'm not Lisa, and it's not my workshop, and it still went really well. So I'm sure with a whole day, that's going to be exceptional. So definitely send that information to me. That's great.
Awesome. I will. Thank you,
Vanessa. I know it's still quiet. I want to take advantage of it.
While it lasts. Let's hurry up.
Yes.
While it lasts. No, what do we have coming? I mean, our next event coming up, we have our next meeting is on November 14th, next Friday at 11 o'clock at Fireside in Marlboro is our next in-person meeting. And after that, we have our sales workshop on the 20th. And that's going to be in our office at Avatar Spa in Marlboro as well at 6:30. I know that there's been a lot of interest for that workshop, and hopefully everybody can take advantage of that. You can join us virtually as well for that. We're going to be talking sales and sales without the yuck and having the conversation that we need to have to be able to sustain our businesses, because if we're not selling, you know, we're not making money, our businesses can't be they can't sustain themselves. So it's going to be a great workshop. And then we have our next Tuesday meeting, which is on the
25th.
On the 25th.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And after that, our fun, ugly holiday sweater party. I mean, how much more awesome can the year get than that? Come on. We have so much fun every year. And, of course, we're raising funds for IAP, which is our organization that we support. And that's it.
Oh, I hope you guys could come from everywhere and come to the holiday sweater party, because it's a party and it's going to be a lot of fun. And she really makes us wear hideous sweaters. So we need you guys to come if you can.
And I have to say, but here's the interesting part of it. Because of the way that Lynette and I encourage everyone to network, you know, is to show up as themselves, and you would think that at an ugly holiday sweater, people would be resistant. I have to say that, like, last year, people actually dressed up their sweater. Like, they made an effort to come extra ugly. So honestly, I don't know. I think people really are keen of the idea. So, and they're fond of just networking in a different kind of environment and really just, you know, enjoying each other's company and supporting each other, not just as colleagues, but as friends. And the silence ends.
It ends. Thank you. Kathleen actually was our winner last year for the holiday sweater party. She had one of the ugliest sweaters and most creative, and she came with her husband and they matched, and she had a string of Christmas lights and she lit up. It was, you have to go on the website and look at the pictures, because me explaining it does not do it justice. It was so awesome.
My husband
there showed up. Her husband was a trooper. It was amazing. Showing up in that sweater. I couldn't have paid my husband to do that.
That got me the, I think that showed me over the edge there. That's what got me my, you know, having my husband there is what.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Dori, I think we said everything, and, you know, we hope that people jump on and take advantage of our speakers and take advantage of the virtual membership so they could plug into our next couple of meetings and especially the sales class, and they could hopefully within reason, a lot of you can come to our ugly holiday sweater party, because I promise the one thing that ETT Women knows how to do is it's how to party, and we will have fun.
Well, I'm just so glad that everybody got a chance to connect again here on the show and just kind of share their takeaways from the conference. I thank you guys all for calling in and being part of this, as we've done these segments since August is when we first started, the first one. So it was a nice way to wrap everything up. And just a little homework here on Word of Mom Radio. Monday I'm doing a special show and kind of stepping outside of our norm and sharing a wonderful performer, George Dvorsky, who I've had the pleasure of and in different things and wanted to bring him. So we're doing actually a special Monday show to share him and his music. And then Tuesday, Sina's here with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. And I believe Kathleen Greenspan is coming on her show. We have Branding Beyond Blogging on Wednesday with Glenda Cates. And then Patty Farmer is joining me next Thursday on the Mompreneur Model Show. So busy week coming up next week. And, you know, just really thankful for all of you coming and sharing with us here on the show. Love the fact that, you know, it's all in archive. So, you know, if you can't make it live, you can tune us in live on your time at any time. So, you know, share out the archive so everybody can get to know all of you. And I'm looking forward to you expanding into New York, because that'll be a lot of fun now that I'm here in New York. You know, so I look forward to seeing how things evolve that way and having everybody back again as things do. And really just want to say, again, thank you, ladies, for all calling in and sharing with us here. I hope that you will reach out to everyone and really take advantage. Take a look at this virtual membership, because it's a great thing to be in with a group of people that are there to empower and encourage and support you and your efforts in your business. I mean, it's, you know, kind of the impetus behind Word of Mom Radio. You know, for me, my kids are grown and gone, but I know what it is to be a mom and starting a business and having, you know, your family and friends looking at you wondering when you're going to get a real job. And so, you know, we're all here to encourage each other, and that's the best gift that we can give each other is support and encouragement and, you know, wisdom from our life lessons that we have learned and the things that have gone on and how we've, you know, faced challenges and, you know, even just listening to Vanessa with her son in the background, you know, we all, as parents, we all know what that is. And it's usually at the most inopportune time.
Always.
So the kids will chime in, you know, but it is what it is. And that's why moms support each other, because
that's right.
All of us can relate to it. We know what it is to have to build our business and raise our family. And I just thank you all for joining me today and wrapping up everything. Congratulations and, you know, yay with ETT Mom and ETT Women, the evolution of that. My cat is coming over to say hi because, you know, that's her cameo. she has to let everybody know she's here too. So I thank you all again for calling in.
Thank you so much for those of you listening.
Sorry. You know what? You're welcome. It was my pleasure to get to share you. I'm really excited to have gotten to meet everybody, you know, and to have been part of the conference, and look forward to continuing on and continuing to share in your growth and everything. So for now, I'm going to say bye to all of our callers, and thank you all, Lynette, Lisa, Kathleen, Carol, Vanessa, Jennifer, we missed you. Candace, thanks for calling in from the West Coast. Hope to connect with you virtually. And for all of you tuning in to Word of Mom Radio, thank you so much for being here. And go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.